This next one is supposed to begin. Without warning, a great winged serpent lands before you. Its pearly white scales glisten with blood and blue flame. The violence of its landing sends you staggering back a step. That's why you can't be right up next to it. The dragon's eyes crackle with blue flame and malevolent hunger. It looks upon each of you in turn until its gaze falls upon the crowned warrior. The warrior stands firm before the beast, sword raised. "Not in my city," he says.
Mine too.
Dragon is actually on the cover of the
I say.
It's awesome. It looks great.
Yeah. So it's white dragon with all the blue spell scars on it. They're all glowing. Yes, let me get new initiative numbers from everybody.
24.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Craig, 11. Yep. Barry, what'd you get?
17.
Christopher?
24.
Al?
13.
Victor? Craig and Victor, who's got a higher initiative modifier?
I have 0. So.
I have 2.
Okay, Victor gets an 11 plus. Let me take up this.
Did they give you that for DMing?
No, I had to buy this.
Well, it's pretty sweet.
I think it was only like 10 or 15 bucks. It's not that much. It's like I said, I play 2-3 times a week. It's totally worth it. I used to just use paper or even Excel sometimes.
You always DM?
Not always, but usually. For the encounters, I do, because if you DM, you get to keep all the swag.
Yeah.
I like the maps.
Do they give you models?
What's that?
What did they give you for DMing if you don't mind asking?
You get the maps. You get the
maps.
Mods,
that's
the
mod.
It. From time to time, they do a mail out, but not very often.
Okay, do you want to give him an initiative?
What's that?
Did you want to roll initiative?
Yeah, I got to roll for him in a second. Okay. So I was just reading how they wanted me to use him. His stats are provided, so I knew he needed to be a part of the fight.
All right, you dragon.
Okay, so we got the dragon going on a 20. Not good for you guys. And the heir of Neverwinter goes on a 23.
Holy shit.
Christopher rolled a 24. You got to be playing the drought, right?
Yeah.
His initiative's awesome. Okay, so before we actually get into the combat part of the combat, some other stuff happens. So let me just keep track of this here.
Okay.
So, not in my city, and then let's see. So when he does that, the dragon is almost like mesmerized. Like as he says it, he glows, and the crown shimmers, and the dragon sort of, it's like a snake charmer charming a snake, and the dragon is almost held in like a suspended thing. It seems like he cannot move. Everybody gets a chance to act. This is what it says. Give the characters a chance to act before combat begins. The dragon is mesmerized. Each hero can take one standard action, which you may want to attack. You may want to take a defensive stance. You may want to move. You can do skill checks. And then after that, we go into the full initiative. So it's basically like getting a surprise round.
Okay. So we each get a surprise round.
So it's up to you guys what you want to do. So we'll go through the initiative order. So this is sort of the bonus round, if you will. So, yeah, if you want to attack it, you can.
Who's up first?
It's going to be Christopher, and then Barry, and then Al. So let me find the dragon's numbers, because I'm sure you're going to shoot at
him. We are going to surprise him?
Effectively, yes. So, Christopher, you go first. What would you like to do?
I'm thinking immobilizing him would be good. What is immobilization?
It just means he can't leave his square.
And dazed?
Dazed means on his turn he can only do one thing, so he can either move or attack. Also, if a creature is dazed, you can just walk right up to him and walk around him. You can't make opportunity attacks while he's dazed. So if you're a ranger, if you're a ranged character and he's dazed, you can go right up to him, plug him with the arrows.
Okay. Alright, so I will use my disruptive shot to start off.
Okay.
My encounter power.
Okay.
And 1d20 plus 8 versus AC.
Okay.
Can I take a minor action to get to my stance?
You only get one action this time around.
You know what?
You're going to be first in the regular initiative.
Yeah, so you know what?
So it's up to you. I mean, you're going to basically, everyone's going to get their one thing now, and then you're going to get to go again before the monster. So I would say now probably you want to just attack, and then when you get a full turn, turn the stance on then.
Okay. Almost immediately. Alright, so then in that case, I'm just going to do a longbow damage.
Okay.
For a clever shot, I guess. Would you guys care if I slid him to squares?
A slide can go in any direction. A push has to be farther away, but a slide could even be closer to you if you want.
No, I'm not going to risk that.
Just remember, a lot of your guys here are attacking with swords and hammers. They have to be next to the monsters. So.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was asking. You know what? I'm just going to attack you straight up.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Whoops. Not a good start. Okay. The air. The air doesn't do anything. It sort of keeps his hold on the monster. He just moves up a little bit. He moves up to there. Okay. The dragon doesn't do anything. Barry, and then Al, and then Victor.
Okay.
So Barry, you get to do one thing. So you do that. That'll be your turn. You only get to do one thing right now. You can either move or attack or do your oath of envy.
Okay.
So I don't think you have a bow and arrow, right? So really, there's not much more. You can maybe move if you want to.
I could. I'm going to charge it.
How far is he out? Can you count the square?
This is Barry. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What's your speed, Barry?
6.
Perfect. So yeah, no problem.
And I use Radiant Vengeance.
Yeah. No. Can you use that one on a charge?
Oh yeah, it's charging.
Yeah. You have to use a greatsword one on your charge.
Greatsword.
Yeah. Why? Where does it say that?
It always has to be.
It always has to be your basic attack.
Melee attack.
Yeah. So it's your plus 3 plus you get one more. So it'll be a 4 plus your d20.
1d20 plus 3.
So many features.
You get plus 1 extra for charging. So it'll be a d20 plus 4. Yeah, so roll it up. And you only get to roll this one once right now.
15 plus 4, 19.
Yep, that'll work.
And that's 1.1 plus 1 point of damage.
Just straight up one. The first damage inflicted by the Avenger. Okay, Al, and then Victor, and then Craig.
Okay, I'm just going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 move up to here.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the rest of the party to attack from either that or that. I want to flank it over here.
Okay.
And I'm going to activate my aura. So that means
you can't activate unless it's a free action.
No.
Your plan?
Yeah, okay. Next round. So that he's going to focus on me. So if he's got any area attacks, he's got to attack me and it won't affect you guys.
Nice.
Okay. You get ready for healing.
Okay, Victor, you're next. So which one are you?
I am the dwarf.
Okay, so what's your speed? 5, I think, right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you can't get close enough to charge this time.
Can I use a throwing hammer?
What weapon do you have right now in your hand?
I think I have a great axe.
So you would have to use axe. Normally it would take an action to switch, and you only get one action right now.
So I
stay within 5 minutes.
I would think right now probably you either want to move, either stay where you are, move, or maybe just take a defensive stance if you think the dragon's going to go before you, which it will.
I don't have a defensive stance.
It's just if you take no actions, you can just basically say you're taking a defensive stance and your defenses go up temporarily. Okay, how much closer?
I'll take the defensive stance.
Okay, so boom. Takes full defense. Okay, Craig?
Alright, I will whisper a prayer to Tom. Show him the ball of fury! And, plus 4 for your next attack.
Okay, so on your next turn, remember that. I'm sure Craig will remind you. Okay, so
up to the top.
Now we're into the real initiative. So the dragon sort of just shrugs off the
1 point of damage.
Well, not even 1 point of damage. He shrugs off the attack, the mesmerization that the lord with the crown had over him, and he's going to do some stuff here in a second. Before we do that, though, can everybody give me an Arcana check, please?
Damn Arcana.
So your intelligence. Wow. Now with the knowledge checks. Okay. So this is what you would know about dragons in general. They get a bite attack. They get a claw attack. Both the bite and the claw, they can attack from 2 squares away. So you don't have, they don't have to be next to you. And he's got an at-will attack where he can basically do claw, claw. And, of course, Dragon's Breathe. This one being white, his breath weapon is going to be cold. And you know that if you get hit with the breath weapon, it's going to slow you, which means you can only move two squares on your turn. You rolled awesome enough on your check that you would know if you flank the creature, he can try and slap you with his tail as a reaction.
Not about the dragon, about my character.
Yeah.
Just how fighting works. If he's dazed and I knock him down, is he forced to use his only action to stand up?
No. But if he attacks while he's prone, he suffers the normal penalties for attacking while prone. Keep in mind, I think that character has a dark fire racial power, so that's like the fairy fire. You can light him up, and that will grant everybody a combat advantage, which is +2 to hit. And you can use that once every fight. So I would encourage you to use that early.
I'm going to.
Okay. So
once everyone,
it's the dragon's turn. Okay. So as a free action on this, so he actually gets two numbers in the initiative. So on this one, as a free action, he gets to move and. And as he moves, he gets to make a claw attack against everybody. And if he hits you with this, you fall prone.
So it's a provoke attack?
No. It's, wait, hold on. Moves at speed is a free action. Can move through enemy spaces, gains resistance. Each time the dragon enters an enemy space for the first time, it can use a claw attack. Actually, no, it would. It would draw opportunity attacks for sure. It just has resistance. So it can move 5, right? So we go... He's only going to be able to get one. So he's going to go like this.
He'll probably get 2, maybe 3.
No, for now, with the crown on, he can't attack the lord. He can't get close enough to him. He's sort of repelled by him. Okay, so he'll go... Oh, no, he can't. Okay, so he moves in such a way as to get both of those guys.
Okay.
Through his moves. So you would both get an opportunity attack on him as you do that.
Okay.
All
right, good luck, boys.
So you get one hit, one attack. So again, it's straight sword.
Okay. 1d.
So armor class is 17.
I do a whopping 6 points damage.
Okay. 11.
And he's got resist 5, so he's only going to take 1.
11 versus 8.
Barry missed him. Okay, so on his way through, though, he gets to attack you guys with his claw. So he's going to be Barry first. Barry, you're going to be the black, and now you're going to be the pink. If it hits you, you fall prone.
This is scary.
13 versus AC?
Miss.
19 versus AC?
Miss.
That's good. 2d8 plus 2. Big dice. He does big damage when he attacks. Okay. So that was his free move attack. Okay, Christopher, you're up. Where are you on the map? So now it's full turn, everything's back to normal.
You know what? Since everyone's pretty much surrounding him, I'm going to use my dark fire. 1d20 plus 7 versus reflex. I take a minor action, jump into my...
One of the stances.
I'm going to actually go into my aspect of the wolf.
Okay.
The serpent.
Okay, so serpent on, and then did you want to light him up with your dark fire?
Yeah.
So I think you need an attack roll for that, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this versus reflex?
Plus 7 versus reflex.
His reflex is 13, so it shouldn't be a hard thing. So he's all lit up.
Cool. And it does damage or not?
So it just, everybody gets combat advantage when they're attacking him, which is a +2 to their attacks.
Cool.
How long does the dark fire last?
Till the end of his next turn.
Yeah.
So you're going to actually get the benefits of it twice. So now you can make your attack. Whatever attack you do, you're going to get an additional +2 on top of what's listed on the character sheet.
Oh, awesome.
No.
+4. Or no, +2.
+2.
+2 because of my stuff.
Okay, so roll it up. Which attack are you using?
I'm going to use Disruptive Shot to try and daze him. So, 1d20 plus 8 versus 16. 11, 19, 20.
It's enough, 17 is your number, so boom. So you said it's dazed from that attack?
Yeah, save that.
That's good, that might have just saved the party.
Yeah, I know. And it does 1d10 plus 5 damage.
Eight. All right. Did you want to move? No, you did two minors and a standard. You're good.
Nine.
Did
it gets plus one.
Who used their action point during the last combat? You did. So you guys have them. Use them this fight, because after this, everyone's going to get a rest. You're going to get your action points back. Okay. The air. What does the air do?
Is that an essentials character?
Kyle made him, so probably
not. No, that's not an essentials character.
Okay.
I was just wondering if there was a charge.
Here, somebody roll for the monster. I want you to roll for it. You can roll hot. Or roll for the air. This is for the air. So the air runs up. Oh, yeah. There's a DA plus 5. So 6 plus. So keep this. You notice that the basically the crown is giving him like special powers, and when he hits with the sword, not only does he do the normal like cut the dragon damage, but the sword from from the crown, like this energy just goes through him and out the sword and into the dragon, and it's like this combination of fire and ice just blasts into the dragon.
Lightning, eh?
No, it's fire and cold. Okay. The dragon is dazed, so he only gets to do one thing. Any guesses? Anyone?
Breathing?
Yeah, he's gonna use his breath weapon. Okay, so he's gonna get these three guys here. 5x5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, does not attack the air. He just attacks these three guys. Okay, so I suspect this to be versus reflex. Let me double check. Versus reflex. So we'll start with this guy. 10.
What's her?
10. Miss the drow.
No.
12.
No.
It was a 1 and it rolled over. Who's it?
It's me.
You ready for a crit?
Okay.
Oh wow, bad dice.
What is it?
11.
Haha, miss.
Okay, everybody takes half damage on the miss, and you are not slowed.
How much is the? Oh yeah.
So it's cold damage. Half is gonna be 6. So everyone takes 6 points of cold damage.
All right. Well, I may as well just trigger my
The dragon's done, it's gonna be Barry, then Al, then Victor.
So I'm only gonna take 1 damage because I'm triggering my power from my harbor pin, which is reduced damage by 5.
Okay.
No problem.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That is
great. The dragon's turn ends. What was the orange? Was it dark fire? But this was the daze.
Yeah.
He shrugs off the daze. I know it's a save ends, but he's got a special power where he can just end it at the end of his turn, which is unfortunate. Okay, Barry.
Okay, I use
Oath of Enmity.
Oath of Enmity.
Okay.
And charge.
Nice. So move up.
We'll move up.
Yep. Can you use any
overwhelming strike?
Bring it. What's this one do?
Oh,
this is the last fight of the day. If that one does damage, you don't want to do it.
Yeah, but it's a daily.
This is the last fight. You're going to get all your dailies back at the end.
Okay.
So if you got
them, I will use aspect of light.
Okay. Roll it up.
1620 plus 7.
So roll it again. You get to roll that one twice. So 18 will hit, but let's see if you can roll with crit.
He's not in range.
18. 3d10 plus 4.
Nice.
So I need one more 10 target.
Just roll another one.
Okay.
So 2 and 8, so 10 plus?
An 8, that's 10 plus 8.
18 plus
4.
That's 22.
18,
20, okay. I got
2.
Yep. Is there any other effect?
Until the end of the encounter, you gain a plus 5 bonus to athletics checks, and a plus 2 bonus to speed, and a plus 2 bonus to all melee damage rolls.
So plus 2 to all your damage rolls. That's what's important. One. So.
Yeah.
Okay, Al, then Victor.
All right, let's try something here. Activate my aura.
Okay.
Shift 1.
Okay, he's flanked now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he uses his tail swap thingy. 14 versus fortitude.
Fortitude, no.
Then he misses.
Okay, and I'm actually going to take a full defense.
Okay. Because you figure he's going to unload on you.
Correct.
Okay. Victor, then Craig.
So anybody going up here gets flanking.
No, but you can move and then come back if you want to charge him. This is you here, right? Take a couple steps back. Yep, and then you can flank with Barry. Charge right up.
Okay.
So you get all sorts of bonuses because he's got the dark fire and because you charged.
11 plus a bunch of bonuses.
Do it up. You need to hit a 17 or better.
Way over 20. It's 10 bonuses.
Okay, you're fine then. Yep, hits.
You get the plus 4.
Yeah, and a plus 4 to the damage. So 2 plus 4 plus 6, so 12 damage. And I'll use Power Strike.
Okay.
And so that's an extra 1d12.
Roll big.
7.
Nice.
And I'll use my action points to hit him again.
Hit him again.
So do I need to roll that?
Yep. Yep. You can have a plus 2 to this attack because, well, you're flanking and you got the dark fire, they provide the same bonus.
You can
plus
2. Oh, yeah, no. You
can't change the stats.
No. You can do that next round, though.
16.
That'll hit.
Okay. And 12. And do I still get the plus 4?
Just for the first attack.
Yeah.
First
attack? Okay, so it's got 6 or more. I think that's 6.
6 more? Okay. Not liking this too much. Craig.
There we go. I'm going to move up here. I'm going to use my daily, my Nimbus of Holy Shielding.
Okay.
Regardless if I hit or not, everyone within 2 gets plus 2 to all their defenses until the end of the encounter.
So, not Al. not Christopher.
Yeah, it's okay. You moved out of the way and I can find a way to get you involved.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
No, it's not. Could have been a AC of 24.
That's 22 versus Will.
Yeah. Oh, versus Will, yeah.
7 damage. And I'm gonna also spend my action point and give you another plus 4 thing.
Okay.
I've been rolling low for the entire season.
He's gonna do his move thing.
5.
This will draw opportunity attacks from all 5 of you, but only these 4 are going to be getting attacked in the process.
Man,
so he's minus 2 to hit.
Is he still dazed?
Yeah, he's minus 2. No, he shrugged off the daze.
Okay, so use the wolf pack so I get like plus 1 per damage.
So Barry, you get an attack on this too. Roll 2 dice. You got to use your greatsword.
Oh, my greatsword.
Yep.
Okay.
15 versus AC for me.
15 is not enough.
22.
20.
Barry crits him. Awesome. Sorry, did you hit?
22.
Yeah, that'll hit. No? Okay. So, Barry, you're going to do the maximum damage. So
10.
10. So he reduces that, so it's 5.
9.
Who else hit? Okay, so he's going to take 9. That's.
So do I still get the bonus?
Okay, so
if a target's lives, does that provide opportunity attacks?
Oh, plus 2 bonus.
No.
For me and my damage rolls.
That's right.
Okay, if you force movement on somebody else, your allies cannot get opportunity attacks from that.
Okay, so he gets his claw attack. So who got hit? Or who are these 4 here? That's Barry. So 3 and the Lord.
We'll get a minus 2 on each.
Yeah, so we'll start with Barry. So this is going to be, so I'll take the 2 right at the top. So it's 6 plus 17. 23 versus AC. It's going to hit. 19 plus, that's definitely going to hit. And who else can hit? Nope, you used the bad dice and you got missed. 12 versus AC.
Nice, I'm good.
Yeah. Got a 14 to hit?
No.
So
oh, any air?
Yep. Nope, missed the air. Okay, so you guys that got hit. So 9 damage to the guys who got hit, and you've been knocked prone. So that was Barry. And that was. Okay, Christopher, your turn, bud.
Alright, I'm going to shift over 1 just to get away from that guy.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my clever shot.
Did you daze him again?
I can't, it was encounter. But I will knock him prone. So I'm going to knock him prone.
Oops.
Or attempt to.
Okay.
With my clever shot because he knocked all you guys prone. I want revenge. And there we go. 11 plus 9.
20.
19.
20 will hit.
And it will do 1d10 plus. Or, okay, it doesn't say I do any damage. Do I just use a longbow attack for it? Here.
I think so. Which attack did you do?
Clever shot.
Yeah, you make a longbow attack. So yeah, longbow damage, longbow score.
Alright, 6. And he's not prone.
And he's prone? I'm not going to tip over the mini. Just remind me on his turn that he's not prone. Okay, anything else? Okay, the air. Let's see what he can do.
Okay.
Comes up. Someone else roll for him. Craig, roll for the air. Plus 9.
Nice.
I don't hit. He does a D8 plus 5.
Everyone's rolling one.
Okay. That bloodied the dragon.
Sweet.
Stuff happens.
Uh-oh.
I'm next to him. I'm betting that stuff spell scar starts to
call it reinforced.
Okay, when the dragon becomes bloody, as the strike falls, the beast snarls in anger and fury. A sound choked off by the sudden roar of flames. Blue fire erupts from its body, lashing at anyone nearby.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm
okay, so he gets his blue fury burst. This is a burst 5, which is going to get
everybody. Oh, man.
Burst 5?
Yes. 5 in all directions to be everybody. Okay, so this is versus his reflex. This versus your reflex.
Oh,
so I'm just going to go around the table. So 24. 20. 1. That's a miss.
Yes.
20.
He's using grid dice.
And 20. Crit.
No, he crit both of us?
Yeah, and on the air, you rolled an 18. Fuck, you rolled good. Okay. So, it doesn't do a lot. That does 9 damage for those who got critted. And for those who did not, it was only 7.
I still take 7.
No, you got missed. You take 3.
Okay.
Barry takes 7. You take 7, and you two guys take 9. And then he pushes everybody 2 squares, or he has the option to. Yeah, he'll push everyone 2 squares. Where was he there?
Yep.
No, I don't think he can do that.
You're trying to knock him into the water?
Yeah, I don't think that he can push him in a straight line though like this. I think it's got to be
a way.
Yeah. Oh, 1 square too short.
Nice.
You're not knocked from it. You just push. Okay. Somebody said they were bloody. Who was that? This guy?
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, I'm bloody.
Barry's bloody. Okay.
I'm just bloody. There's lots of blood.
I was surprised. I'm like, wow, these guys are just mowing through his hit points. And I'm like, oh, no. Okay.
If only he stayed dazed, I would be so happy.
Okay. So that happened on the air's turn. So the air hit him, did the damage, and then that was a free action that went on. Now it's actually the monster's turn. Let's see if he recharges his breath weapon. 5 or 6, he recharges.
Don't forget he's prone.
Yes. So.
I think he's stuck at 6.
Fuck.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's awesome.
Oh, no, we can get these guys. Okay.
He can get up and move to sacrifice something.
He's going to crawl. Remain prone.
What about those meat pies?
He's gonna snack on the meat pies. Okay, so he's gonna do his breath. Wait, hang on. He's got more than that. He's got
Hostess cupcakes.
He crawls to there. Now, you know what? He's gonna go after the air now that he's bloody. So, he's gonna do his breath weapon like this. Now, let's make this a little bit fair. Odds, it's gonna get this guy. Evens, it's gonna get that guy. Odds. So, like this. Okay, so let's start with the breath.
So, after we have the cleric.
This is versus reflex. So, who's this?
That's me. The guy with the worst reflex.
10.
Oh!
This is versus Barry. 12.
Miss.
By 1. Awesome. Then against the air.
He just dodges flame.
2. Miss. Wow, he sucks with that breath weapon. Okay. Then he's going to unload on the air, and he's going to do 2 claw attacks on him. But he's prone, so he has minus 2 of these attacks.
Your mother wears army jackets.
And he rolled a 1, which will miss. And he rolled a 12, so that'll be a 2, which will be an 18, which will not be enough. Wow, not a very good turn for him. But now that he's bloodied, he crits on a 17, 18, 19, and 20. Yeah. Okay. The dragon's done. Barry, then out.
Okay, I get up and I run over to the dragon and use
now
overwhelming strike.
You have to use great sword if you want to move in. Because you were prone, so you had to stand up as you move.
So you had to charge.
Yeah.
Okay, I will use
you're an Eladrin. You have face step.
Yeah, face
step. You can face step, but you'll still be prone when you get there. So you just have to attack him from the ground. But you can use any power you want.
You guys are both prone, aren't you?
The dragon's prone as well.
Yes.
I use face step.
You've got to be within 5 of where you start. So just make sure you're within 5. Victor, you're going to be next. Or pardon me, Al, then Victor.
I'm just standing in the back.
Okay.
This whole scene.
You're still prone. I'll do it. You figure out what you're going to do.
And I will use overwhelming strike.
Okay, strike away.
Is he flying?
Remember, you get to roll 2 because you're
out. Yeah, you get to roll 2d20.
Oh, that's right.
So you got a minus 2 because you're prone, but a plus 2 because he's prone.
Is he flying?
Okay,
no. But he still gets the prone
18.
18 will hit. Keep it 3 for the damage. Roll and see if you maybe score a crit.
No.
Okay, so give me your damage. Don't forget to add your extra plus 2.
3 plus 4 plus
7,
2.
9.
That's 6 plus 3. That's 9. 9 points of damage.
Got it. Okay. Al.
Okay, I'm going to take my...
Al, then Victor, then Craig.
Miner is going to be a poised assault. And
Craig, tell him about second wind so that you can think about if he wants to use that on his turn. Okay, so Al, what are you going to do? Which one are you way over there? You're not prone, you're good to go?
Yeah, so I'm just going to move up to here.
Okay.
Poised assault. He's in my aura. And I'm going to swing away since he doesn't seem to unload on me, and that'll miss.
That will miss. Okay. Anything else?
Stand up.
Good to go. Okay, so Victor, it's your turn. So I assume the first thing you want to do is stand up. Okay, so your move action is to stand up. You got a minor action and a standard action. You can use your second wind as a minor action because you're a dwarf and heal some hit points.
I think I'm going to do that.
That's probably a good idea.
And then when you charge him, you'll have that plus 4 for my previous prayer.
He prays for
me. I pray for you.
That'll get you.
Okay. And so I charge him.
I could use some hit points.
Yep, you're good.
12 plus 4 plus 6. So 22.
Okay, yeah, so you say let's remove a little red token because that'll impact who he attacks. Okay, good attack. Did you have an action point or did you already use it? Did you use yours yet?
Everyone used theirs.
Good? Okay, I'll stop asking. Craig, then the dragon.
Alright, I'm going to spend a healing surge, healing word for you, plus 2.
Okay. So you get 7 plus 2, so you get 9 back.
9?
9 back, yeah.
Alright, and then I'm going to get another
shield strike. And all
your flesh. You're not bloody either?
No.
19, using my human resilience.
19 is enough. His AC is only 17.
Yeah, 19
is
AC.
Wait, did somebody just move in to flank him? No, not yet.
No.
Okay.
So, 13 damage?
Yeah,
he's
did.
Prone. Huh? So you still get the plus 2.
Hang on, where are you here? Which guy are you? This is in the flank with a dwarf.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, okay, good.
That'll trigger his tail slot.
Oh, that's not good.
So you had enough movement to come in on this side if you wanted it.
That, you know, okay.
That's why I just wanted to make sure that you were doing that. So it hits. How much damage did you do?
I did 13 damage. And who needs moves? I'm going to give you plus 1 to your AC
Okay.
Or the plus 2 to all defenses. Sorry, plus 2 to all defenses.
Tail slap, huh?
Okay, so he manages to move and get everybody except this guy way over here.
Sweet.
Wait. Yes, because he can go through. Wait, hold on.
After the end of your next turn, you'll go down to plus one. And then after the end of my next turn,
okay. It specifically says he can move through target squares, so I'm going to assume that he is doing, even though he's prone, he's going to do it, but he's going to end up prone where he, like, basically he was prone through this whole thing. So everybody's going to get plus two on these attacks when you attack. Did you guys all get an opportunity attack in each turn?
So include that. Okay, so 17 is your number. Don't forget to add the plus two. So everybody goes.
Any.
You've got to use a greatsword.
Okay.
19. So you get to roll twice.
19 will hit.
Hit for a whopping 7 points of damage.
5, miss.
Yeah. 7 on 15.
Give me the total.
7 on
7 damage?
15 plus 2 plus 5, that's 20.
Nice.
And it does 10 points of damage.
Did you hit him? Oh no, you're over there. And Craig, you missed him?
I missed him. That
was 3. 10 points of damage.
Got it.
Missed his resistance.
Okay. I was like, oh my god, look at that. Oh wait, resistance. Got his resistance. Okay.
And plus 2 bonus damage roll.
I got it.
Now everybody except for me, he's at minus 2 to hit.
Okay. So I'll do yours first then. So this is a... Okay, so versus Al, whoops, 17 versus 16 on you.
Missed.
Okay, so this is then going to be plus 6 against everybody else. So I'm just going to go around the table. So actually, it's going to be additional plus 2 on Barry because he's prone.
What's he going for?
So 6. 17 versus AC?
He's doing a flop pass.
You're not there. 12 versus AC?
Doesn't hurt.
18 versus 16. And we already did Al. Okay, so let's see here. Who got hit?
The meat pie is going to be.
Okay, so the guys that got hit, you take 13 points.
I assume both bloody.
Okay.
How does
he is in really, really bad. See you here?
You have to be out of sight basically to attempt it.
Yeah.
So I need to be like behind the cart or behind the wall.
Okay, Christopher.
Right? 13 points?
Yes. Christopher, it's your turn.
How many allies do I have against the Jason to the Dragon? Just one?
Yes, just one.
It's not working. It's okay. I'm gonna try to like peg him in the face, hit him in his eye. I yell some Elvin and then attempt to peg him in the face and knock him prone. He's already prone.
So yeah, he's already prone. You actually have a harder time to hit him because he's prone. You're a minus two.
I get a minus two?
Because he's prone. Melee attacks get a plus two, range attacks get a minus two.
Okay. So then
now he goes next. You can just wait and let him go first. But potentially you might be able to do enough damage to kill him. Do you want to subject his attack to your friends?
As well.
I didn't know I could do that.
So
all right.
I could
have
used. Now you might want to actually do the attack that slides him.
If he recharges his breath weapon, he's gonna get everybody.
Yeah. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, you're gonna fire away?
Yeah.
Roll it up.
Wait, I'm just gonna wait for yeah, okay.
Okay.
Slide him.
This is versus armor class or reflex?
This is versus it's my longbow attack.
Yeah, so armor class.
And I get only a minus one because I'm in my stance, which gives me a plus one.
Okay. So I was going to say, a crit would be awesome. Yes. Okay, so you do the maximum damage. What's the maximum damage you can do?
15.
It's a good thing you had that resist. You would have been dead. Okay, so you do quite a bit of damage to him, and then what does it let you do? Slide him a certain number of squares?
Yeah.
Okay, how many?
It lets me slide him 2 squares.
I assume you want to move him as far away from everybody as you can.
Party,
no, nice. That way, or that way.
I'm not pulling him towards me, man.
Nope. Okay.
As much as I love you guys.
Did you want to move?
I'm going to move away. I'm gonna run into the corner and hide.
It's the new Barry. Okay.
He's probably pissed off at that.
The air comes around to the side. Forever Winter, Forever Winter.
Oh, come on, he steals my kill again.
Yeah, he's totally gonna try and steal the kill here. Okay. Victor, why don't you roll this up for me?
Okay.
He gets a plus 9 to his attack.
9, 18
plus 2 because he's still prone, so 20. That'll hit. It's a D8 plus 5. It's not going to be enough to kill him, but it's going to hurt him pretty bad.
9.
Oh, maybe it is going to be enough to kill him. Hold on.
If he steals I'll be so angry.
Yeah, actually, it will. Hold on. Okay, so. This works perfectly. But that's good, though, because the dragon's turn was next.
I did like the
let's
whole
see, just for argument's sake, let's see if the dragon would recharge his breath. No, he would not. Okay, so.
I did my whole little curse upon you, I'm going to kill you. And he takes it comes in out of nowhere. He's like, ah!
So basically, so this is what happens. So the air comes up, and he's like, you know, die, die. He sees the dragon trying to get up. The dragon's about to take his turn. And he, like, stabs him with the sword, lets go of the sword while it's still in the dragon. Then he stands back, and you see he does, like, looks like he's casting a spell, and the crown starts to glow, and all this energy comes through him. And
Iron Fist.
Make it explode.
Iron Fist
everywhere.
Okay, the beast recoils from the blow, bellowing in agony. At that moment, the crowned warrior finishes his enchantment with a sharp command on a pointed finger at the dragon. As you watch, the blue flames surrounding the beast begin to fade, and the creature's movement becomes sluggish. Its scales start to turn from white to gray. It howls in agony and struggles against the assault, but to no avail. Finally, within the space of two breaths, the dragon stands immobile in the square, a stone statue. It manages to turn it to stone, this dragon sort of just trying to get up.
Is he going to name the statue after me?
I'm just saying. Yeah, exactly. It only took half an hour. I figured that'd be all right.
Nice.
Okay, so. Okay. So, the people that have been watching, like, this giant crowd has sort of been, even though it's a dragon, people have still been coming to see because they've been hearing the king, the king, the king. And when the king does this, it's like, yeah! They're cheering and they're the king. The king has returned. The king has returned. And they're chanting and cheering and like people want to come up to cheer and to celebrate, but
they're still scared of the dragon.
They're a little scared. They're not sure what's going on. I mean, and you guys are there, and like half you guys are bleeding all over the place. And the air, like, sort of, you know, he comes back to you guys, and you, like, arm around the shoulder. He's like, "You fought well. Good job. Good job." And he's like, you know, he's giving you all the kudos you deserve. And the people are all like, "The king." And then the people just, like, you know, it's like a sporting, like the movie at the end of the movie when the team wins a home game and everyone pours on the field. That's exactly what it's like. Everyone rushes in. They all want to touch him. Oh, the king. The king.
I just give him a dirty look.
And he's like, "I have returned! I have returned!" And the crowd just going bonkers. The
you're really lavishing this on, aren't you?
Dead king. I ain't doing nothing for it.
Okay, so as the crowd starts to cheer on, they start to sort of like carry him on their shoulders, like,
yeah.
He's being carried by the wave, and he's like, "Come, my friends, come." And without another word, he's moved swiftly out of the square towards the Winged Wyvern Bridge, heading towards the Black Lake District. The words on everyone's lips seem to be, "The king! The king! The king!" And So this was the end of the second encounter, which is the end of the first chapter, which is only the two encounters. So the next encounter takes place like a week later.